So I'm going to start first with the questions. We have one from Vittorio. Is it possible to know from Roy why he chose that he will teach to live at 50% of light and not 100%? Okay. All right, if we look at the planet right now, we are growing very fast and expanding as a population. We are now over 8 billion people and counting, going to 9 billion. We'll predict it to be 12 billion in 3, 4, 5 years, right? Now the question is, the burden on this planet is increasing. We are taking more and more resources right now. The biggest problem is that more and more people are moving to middle class. They want to start eating things that are actually more damaging for the planet to produce. Let's give you an example. The more meat we eat on this planet, the more we have to cut trees from, for example, the Amazon. We have more cows. The cows produce a gas called methane gas, which is part also of the global warming. And then we need more transportation. So we are increasing the burden on Mother Planet. We all agree on that, right? But imagine if we can get 100 million people to live half on light and half on food. That's one thing. So that's my idea behind this. It's very simple. If I would tell the world everybody can live on light, what do you think happens? Most people say, no, you're crazy, right? You do it. So the other side is if we get people to connect to the source and they start living on light, a couple of things are going to change. Number one, they'll be healthier. Number two, there'll be less burden on the planet. We all agree on that. Number three, what is easier, half-half or zero? Half-half, right? But here's the most interesting thing that I know of living half of light, is that your preference of food will change. If you live half-half, the other half that's not light, you're not going to eat meat because meat is going to bring your vibrations down. Do you understand that? You're going to eat lighter foods. Your preference is going to be more for raw foods than for processed foods. Actually, we already saw this happening in the house. While I was down there, I was in the cellar. What I noticed and heard was that there was less cooking in the house. Grace and Joy didn't want to eat as much anymore. So the desire for food started going down. And they started preferring to have more light food. And then I started testing, and I saw that they were already, just from me being present in the house, were living more on light than before. Grace already 20% more. And Joy also is going now in that direction because we're more together now. So over time, she's going to eat less and less, not because of a choice, but being in my energy field. So that's one thing. Because the technique I'm going to teach you in breathing is how do you absorb energy and how do you send it out? And it's quantum energy. It's nothing to do with spirit or God and all of that. But I'll get to that a little bit later because there's another interesting question here. So I believe that more people, especially people who are already inclined to be vegetarians, they're more conscious, they're more meditating. Those are the people who will quicker choose to say, hey, I'm going to choose for half-half. When you're choosing half-half, and you can choose 25% light, 75% food, 50-50, two-thirds, one-third, you can do any combination you want. But the light gives you more than food. Food gives you a little part. The light has much more nutrients for your body and your light body than food has. That's number one. When we eat raw foods, the raw foods has a higher percentage of what they call photons of light. So we would want to have raw food because that's more resonating with us. That's one part. Now, when I live, let's say a person, not myself, lives 50-50 on light, they're more connected to the source. They will hear a calling easier if they are on this planet to live on light. To go from 50% light to 100% light is easy. You can do that in 2-3 days, right? One of the most craziest thing for me is that when you live on life, you can make some choices. I've chosen to be on the weight that's my ideal weight. I can increase my weight if I want just with my thoughts. I can say I want to weigh 2 kilos more, and my weight goes up within 3 days. You can choose to urinate or not urinate. I choose to urinate. I like something coming out. That feels good, okay? It feels like my kidneys are still working, all right? But there are people who can choose no urination. That's also possible. The other question I'm asking myself, and I cannot give an answer soon, if we can make everything, can we also make oxygen? So one thing I want to know in the future, can I live without oxygen? I don't know yet. Maybe 2 weeks, 1 month, whatever. But in time, I will find out if that's true or not. But if people are living half on light, and they decide, I want to switch 100%, it is no suffering. It's just the mind. And in 3 days, you can be completely 100% on living on light. That's why I want to teach people. If I teach people to live, like I had to tell a lot of people, do not go and live on light, because some people go crazy. I got friends of me telling, oh, I already done 2 days without food and drinking. I said, stop. You can die. If you do it on willpower, you can die. Okay? After 4 days, you can destroy your kidneys. You need to know what you're doing. So I'm writing a book, and I'm making a program for people who want to go through the process. And it's a process that if you want to do it easy, it's a 6-month process. Because I'll teach you first to start living a little bit on light, more. And after 6 months, you just transcend, and it's never a problem. So there's an easier way to do it than to go from eating to zero. It's the toughest way to do. It requires a lot of trust. You will be, most people will be confronted with the deepest fears. As a medical doctor, the more you know, the more fears you get, I can tell you. Because I know after 4 days, my kidneys can start shutting down. After 5 days, maybe they become damaged, I cannot repair them anymore. After 6 days, you can start getting convulsions, hallucinations, and so on and on and on and on. So if you do it on willpower, you will lose. So you need to do it in the preparation. So to answer Vittorio, it is just easier to go from 50% to 100% than go from 0 to 100%. And I do not want to have on my conscience that one person dies because they think I should do what Roy is doing. I definitely do not want that to happen. So I prefer people to start half-half, and when they can master that, then they decide to go full. That's the main reason. Ida is asking, when Roy uses the word light, does he mean God? Is light God? Thank you. Okay, so... It's a nice question. Everything is God, if you really think about it. But at the same time, when you use the word God, there's so much misuse of the word God. I prefer a more neutral word. So I prefer the quantum energy, because there's a science behind it that does not require religion. Okay? Let me tell you a story why I know this is possible. In Russia, they've done an experiment. They took a group of people and they hypnotized them for 1 month. And these people were hypnotized 24/7. They wake up in the morning, they hypnotize, they go to sleep, they hypnotize. And they were given these suggestions all the time. So they stayed in hypnosis for 4 weeks. And in those 4 weeks, they told them that they were having meals, the best food, they were drinking wine and everything they wished for, but these were only suggestions. The people did not know they were hallucinating, okay? In those 4 weeks, nobody lost weight. Nobody starved. Just with suggestions. So here's my conclusion. So everybody understand where I'm coming from. In our DNA, we have a code. It's a code that is slumbering, it's sleeping. A code that is in us that everyone on this planet, when you awaken the code, can live on light 100%. Everyone, no exception. So, and the reason I know that is that when I was starting this process, and around the third day, I said, okay, I surrender. If I die, I'm okay. I'm fine. What happened was that I felt a presence, like some of you felt in my meditation, a presence of beings, like angels around me, and they were working on my body. And I asked those beings, I couldn't see them, but I could feel something. Just like Gabriela was telling you, felt the touch on your hand. I could feel them working there, and it was real. But when I opened my eyes, there was nothing to be seen. I couldn't see them with my eyes. When I closed my eyes, I can feel them work. Open my eyes, it was gone. Closed my eyes, they were there. And then I asked the question, what are you guys doing? And the answer was, we are working on your DNA. We are activating a code in your DNA. I said, okay. I said, what does that mean? And they told me it is the transmutation code. Now, what is transmutation? Most people understand transformation. So if you take water, you heat it up, it becomes vapor. That's transformation, right? Then at the ceiling, it forms drop. It becomes water again. So in the air, it becomes clouds. So clouds is another form of transformation. And then it starts to rain, it becomes water again. So that is the transformation of water. But it's always the same molecules. Transmutation is alchemy. And we've always been looking for alchemy. So if we take lead, we change it into gold, that's transmutation. We're changing the molecules. Does everybody understand the difference? So if I take one material and change it to another one, that will be transmutation. When we die, we don't transmutate, we transform. Our spirit leaves the body. That's not transmutation. But my body can absorb energy out of the field and change it into vitamins, into energy, into minerals, into amino acids, into essential fatty oils, into energy. Everything I need, I get from somewhere else. It's a miracle that I need to go to the bathroom and urinate. It's a miracle. But I'm urinating, not a lot like before, but I'm still urinating. But it's coming from somewhere. In India, they call it prana. So we can take that energy and change it into usable energy for our bodies. When I say I want to teach how to live half on light, you will take anything extra your body needs out of the environment so your body will function better than only with food. Because food is always limiting. It's never 100%. And if we need to eat different foods in order to get enough nutrition, but we don't get enough nutrition, and that's why we become faster older than when we live on light. When we live on light, we slow down the aging process. That's one big advantage. Living half means that your aging process also will go slower. So, is it light? Yes, it is light. If we talk about quantum, quantum is about life and particles. The meditation I'm using, and I use two, one is I absorb light and I give light. And I take it out of the quantum field. For me, Living on light was not a religious experience. But now it is. It is now for me a religious experience because now I believe that the source of everything is what people call God, but I call it the source. There is a source that gives us all light, and I can feel it. I can feel the difference. And when I now, let's say with joy, I can feel another love that I didn't feel for before that is stronger than the love that I feel before. The other love is unconditional. It is so pure that I cannot imagine anything she can do. And what I'm going to say now is crazy, but it's just crazy. That even if she would take a gun and shoot me in the head, I would still love her. She will never do it, of course. I hope. But it will not change the love. Does it make sense? It's that pure. But this is not only for her. I experience it with everybody I encounter. Do you understand the difference? So if I would talk with a person, if it's Loredana or someone else, I feel the same love. And that for me is new. That is, and that I can only describe as divine love. So now it becomes a religious experience, while I can learn to live on light just with my mind. I don't need to believe in God in order to live on light. But now I live on light, I experience something else, and I said, now I understand the energy of God. I know how God would feel. It is very, very strong. And every day it gets a little bit more. Also, my hands, my energy in my hands is changing. They've shown me a vision. I don't know how long this will take, 2 or 3 or 4 years. And they give me a practice, how I can make my hands so powerful that I can heal cancer in real time. So that in the future at some point, I don't know when yet, if you make an echo, I believe I can dissolve cancer if I practice the way they teach me to practice. And I don't want to be able to do that because I would have, how many hours a day can I work, okay? But why I'm doing that is that once I master it, I can teach it. I want to teach it to other persons. And what they're showing me, once I have it, I can give it to another person. It's like a gift you can pass on to other people. So I will develop things that I will pass on. That is my job. My mission is just to teach other people what I know, but in an easier way. I am more the pioneer. So if I tell people I want to go to the jungle, next year I'm going to go to the jungle for 3 weeks. I'm going to meet shamans there, and I'm going to learn from them. I'm going to absorb all they know easily. I just need to ask their blessing, and I can do what they can do. If this is something I will learn, then I can pass it on to other people as well. So, can we call it God? Yes. But if I say God, everyone has a different, let's say, concept of God, true or false. If you read the Bible, this is not God from the Bible. This is not an angry God. This is a God that is so pure. And I'm not saying the Bible is good or wrong, because the Bible is great stories. And I do believe that the Bible is a metaphorical story. That's my belief. And I respect any belief that when you read the Bible, you can take it literally, or you can look at what is the Bible trying to teach us. In the end, the Bible is just trying to teach us to be better people. Love thy neighbor as you love them yourself. And that's what I'm experiencing right now. So I prefer to call it Source, the Creator. And not to make us feel small, but to make us feel part of that creation. The source lives in each one of us. And the most important thing I want to say is that everybody here can do it, but it's a choice. And if you want to do it, wait till my book is ready, wait till the program is ready, and then you can do it and make it easy on yourself. Then the next question from Daniela. What's the difference between quantum self and higher self? This is a good question. There are infinite amounts of quantum selves. Infinite. One of the things Joy will do later with you is bring you in touch with your quantum self that is 1 year away from you. So in the year 2020, you can connect with the quantum self of the year 2020. Why is that important? When we started this journey, we jumped to the future. I saw things that go, wow, this is beautiful, this is nice. If this is my future, thank you, God. But there's no way my mind can understand how to get there. Does it make sense? It is too big, too far away. But if you go to 1 year from now, you have changed, and you can relate to that. You can say, yes, I can see that. I can see how in 1 year I can beat that person. It is closer to yourself. Does it make sense? So I can have one quantum cell 1 year from now, 5 years from now, 20 years from now. I can have quantum cells in different timelines, infinite timelines. There could be another quantum self there is doing something totally different than I'm doing right now. So quantum selves are infinite. Your higher self is that source part of you. That is who you are when you leave your body, when you reconnect to your authentic self. And in your body is a drop of a bigger source. And that's what we call the higher self. So that's a little bit different. So the quantum self, we choose which quantum self we want to have. So I want to have a quantum self, if I look at it, who can heal cancer. So that's one I want to go to. I want to have a quantum self who can, let's say, see more than I'm seeing right now. And I want to have a quantum self who can regenerate my body completely. I want to have a quantum self that's so powerful that he is not afraid to fight with the big pharmaceutical companies and with the doctors who want to destroy the kind of medicine I want to create. So those are my different quantum cells, and you want to bring them all together into one. And that's what we're doing over the weekend, show you different quantum cells, and when you go home, you now have different ones you can relate to. That's the one thing we're going to do. Then a question from Iwona. Actually, it's for Joy, but Joy asked me to answer it for her. What changes now in this experience of Roy for the crystalline oracles? For those people who do not know, Joy is the trainer of oracles, and the oracle is where you learn how to connect with the universe and you become a channel for the universe. You can speak or allow other intelligence to speak through you, angels, higher selves, and so on and so on. Well, to answer the question in a simple way, nothing changes and everything changes. In the sense, the principles are the same, but because of this experience, we now know more. So for example, what we know is that if we get, for example, the oracles to live more on light, they will become better oracles. This is just a little tweak. What we're going to do, Joy and I, we're going to bring all the knowledge that we know, and we're going to start with that in October. Everything we know from Omega Healing, from the Oracle training, we're going to combine it into a new training that we believe is going to be the most unique, powerful training in this world that we can offer. And I'm not going to say this lightly, because I'm not the one creating the training, okay? We are being given information. I've given information that we're testing right now, how we can make the intention so much more powerful, how we can make our intuition into super intuition. And all of this knowledge we're putting into this new training, which we call Quantum Coach, but what you want to call it, I don't know. And it consists of two important parts. Number one, you can only become a quantum coach if you live your life according to your best quantum self. So we're going to help you to remove all the sabotage that you have in yourself to the 100% best we can, connect you to the source 100% the best we can. And then the last module is, how do you work with other people? So the first three modules are going to be for yourself. And the last one is, okay, now you've mastered for yourself. If you want to help other people, here are just the rules how to do it. It's going to be easy. So that's going to be that. And it's going to be part of the Oracle training into that. part of the healing is going to be into that, but other like an upgrade to a higher level. That's what we're going to do. Then two more. Elvira asks, what can I do if I still feel panic? Well, Elvira, you must be new. Normally when we feel something like panic, the quickest way, and I'm going to give you two ways to do that. One is to use the tapping that we'll be doing throughout the week, the five elements, to use the tapping, not when you feel panic, but all the time, and also when you feel panic. You want to be doing it at least every hour if the panic is strong, and I can guarantee you that within 10 days, the panic will start going down, even before, and will go away. But we'll show you how to do that. So watch for the five elements, and it will remind to tell you how to do that. Last question is Roberto, and he's asked about, Roy talked about a bridge to cross in his path. In my channeling, I had a wonderful bridge. It was in the clouds and made of crystal. I've done it yet because I'm waiting for an indication. Could you give me any indication about this bridge? Well, I got good news for you, Roberto. Today, you're going to cross the bridge. Joy is going to do an exercise that's called the Rainbow Bridge, where she's going to bring you over the bridge. Now, the word bridge is a metaphor to cross into another dimension. And after I finish this, we're going to start with the breathing, because I'm very excited about teaching you this breathing. So the bridge I was talking about was the following. I was eating normal, and then at some point the last 2 days, I only ate fiber and a lot of water, meditated already, start meditating more and more and more. And then when I start the process, I stop food, water, everything. And I was meditating and listening to meditations, guided meditation. I had Joy made one for me. And one of the things, because there's no coincidence in the universe, a friend of mine sent me a link to a documentary of some people in, I know it's India or Tibet, that meditate for 20, 30 years, and when they die, their body shrinks and emits colors of rainbows and beautiful smells. And they may be shrinking sometimes 1/3 or to 50%, and the body is mummified. It does not become like, it doesn't degrade. And they call this the rainbow bodies. So you can Google it also on, I think on YouTube, you can find it. I saw that, said, wow, interesting. The second thing that they can do, imagine a big stone. They can put the hand in the stone and imprint the hand in the stone. They can also do it with the foot. They can imprint the foot in the stone. And I understood what we're doing immediately because that's quantum. So in quantum, you have the invisible world and the visible world. They're two different things, right? The invisible world is about energy, and they're the laws of quantum. And it's easy. When you observe something, you influence something. In the visible world, we have the laws of Newton, which are the physical natural laws, the physics laws. And sometimes these two laws contradict. But the reason they contradict is that we as humans have not been able to develop ourselves to the highest level possible that we can influence matter. Do we understand that, what I'm saying? Maybe you remember in the Matrix, the spoon, you know, where you can bend the spoon. That's influencing of matter. If I can influence a spoon, can I influence something bigger than a spoon? But it takes training. It takes changing your beliefs. Does it make sense? So there are people who can do telekinesis. That means they can move objects. If you look at the movies of Star Wars, the Jedis, they can get the sword to come to them, right? They can make that move. That's telekinesis. We can learn that, but it takes training. So we do not have the training to do that. I can guarantee you, if we would have a training like they have in the X-Men, another series of movie, and we would train children from their birth that they can do much more with their minds than they can do now, we can have children that can do this kind of stuff. In China, there are many children who are psychics that can walk through walls. They can teleport themselves. In India, there are some of them too. We are born with this code in our DNA that we can do that. But we do not know how to do it in an easy way. We don't have teachers how to do that. We can be blindfolded and see better than with our eyes. All these things are possible. So in my journey now, I want to explore these things. I want to know what is possible, what is not possible. I consider myself a baby, because if I know what's possible, I can teach what's possible. And I have in my mind a school of the future, where we teach children to receive their gifts from young on, because then we can change the world in ways that we cannot believe.